在过去的几个月里面啊，我们第一个组的敬拜都是谈到今日基督徒所面对的挑战。
First Sundays in the past several months, we have gone through the following topics: the challenges Christians face in this age.
今天的时代发展到一个地步，是否定真理的时代。
We have been in such an age that the truth is denied.
是否定权威的时代。
The authority is despised.
年轻的一代在寻求自由。
The young generation is seeking freedom.
他们喜欢做什么就做什么。
They do whatever they like to do.
他们不要别人来管他们。
They don't want others to control them.
圣经在加拉太书第六章第七到第八节提醒我们，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
Scriptures in Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 to 8 remind us, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的是什么。
A man reaps what he sows.
顺从情义，撒种的必从情义收败坏；顺从圣灵，撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
今天的时代和过去的几个世纪来比较的话，已经是进入更败坏的地步。
This world has been much more corrupted, through the past centuries.
耶稣基督在马太福音讲到的末世的征兆。
Jesus mentioned the sign of the end of the age in Matthew.
他说，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold.
的确，现今的时代不法的事增多。
Yes, indeed, the wickedness is increasing.
人的爱心渐渐冷淡。
The love of most, is growing cold.
现今的罪案比过去更复杂。
Now the crimes are more intricate than in the past.
耶利米书第十七章第九到第十节把人的光景讲了出来，讲得非常非常的清楚。
Scriptures in Jeremiah reveals the situation of humans very clearly.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能试透呢？我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他所做的结果报应他。
The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve.
哈佛大学是一世界第一流的大学。
Howard is on the very top among all schools in the world.
今天大学吸收了世界的精英，照你来说，他们应该是循规蹈矩的人。
It attracts all elites from the world, and they are supposed to be very prudent.
可是今年二月份有一份的这样的一个报道。
But this February, there was such a report.
他说哈佛大学去年五月爆出丑闻，120多名学生事先在春季学期期末考试中作弊。
More than 120 students were accused of cheating in a final of spring terms.
大约60名学生被令休学。
And about 60 students were suspended.
曾经读过这样的一篇文章。
I once read one article.
这篇文章所说的让我感到惊讶。
What it said surprised me.
他说，贿赂和受禄是我们中国人的文化。
Bribery is part of Chinese culture.
我有一位同学，他是神学院的教授，写了好多本书。
One of my classmates, he is a professor of seminary school and he published a number of books.
他说他到国内的家庭教会讲道的时候，就发现他所出的书被国内被人翻译了。
when he preached in Chinese home churches, he found his books were photocopied.
而且他的书是卖到全国各地的教会和基督教书店。
And the photocopied books were sold to other churches and Christian bookstores.
翻印的人是家庭教会的一位弟兄。
The one who made the first photocopy was one brother in the home church.
这位弟兄不理会他所写的书是有版权的，他也没有在翻译之前得到作者或者出版社的同意。
The brother disregarded the copyright of the book. He didn't get the permission from the author and the publisher.
有一天他见到这位翻译他所写的书的弟兄，这位弟兄毫无歉意，他只是向这位作者承认书是他翻的。
When this professor met this the brother, and the brother did not regret at all, and he just simply confessed, yes, he did the photocopy.
弟兄姐妹们，就今天我们如何看待罪的事情？
Brothers and sisters, how we look at the things?
我们是不是对罪麻木了，反而为了所做的而自豪？
Are we insensitive to our sins and be proud of what we have done?
好像这位弟兄一样求神来怜悯我们。
Just as this brother, may God forgive us.
各位，神要我们过圣洁的生活，就是今天经文希伯来书说，你们要追求和睦，众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。
Just as today's scripture in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
这节经文有一个很重要的动词，是以命令的方式表达了出来。
One important verb is used in a commanding way here, which is
这个字就是追求，可是在 NIV 的翻译是 make every effort， 其实是 pursue 的意思。
The verb is pursue, make every effort.
从这里我们很清楚有三个重要的基督徒要知道的原则。
Three principles should be noticed.
第一，过圣洁的生活是每一个基督徒要天天追求的事情。
Living a holy life should be pursued every day.
第二，过圣洁的生活是神的命令，是每一个基督徒要遵守的。
Living a holy life is God's command, and every Christian should obey.
第三，过圣洁的生活是每一个基督徒一辈子要操练的功课。
Living a holy life is a lifelong practice.
过圣洁的生活就好像农夫在农场里面辛苦的耕种。
Living a holy life is like a farmer plowing hard in the field.
他播种，他施肥，他栽种。
He's seeding, fertilizing and planting.
最后幼苗是否会成长，到底农夫是否有收成，乃是要靠神。
Eventually, if the seedling will grow or the farmer will have a harvest, or depend on God.
农夫要依靠神赐下阳光和雨水。
God needs to give sunlight and rains.
这样农作物才会成长。
The crops will grow.
农夫才会有收成。
The farmer will have a bountiful harvest.
如果神赐下阳光和雨水，而农夫不耕种的话，农夫是不可能有收成的。
Even if God gives sunlight and rains, but the farmer didn't pay any effort, and he won't have any harvest.
农夫要和神配合，才会农作物才会有收成。
The harvest is from both God and the farmer's work.
同样的圣洁的事情是神和基督徒要一起来共同配合的事。
in the same manner, the practice of sanctifying should be co-conducted by God and Christians.
神赐下救赎恩典给我们，基督徒在认罪悔改并接受耶稣基督为个人的救主和生命的主后，神就赦免我们的罪。
God gave us the salvation, and Christians should respond with a confession, repentance, and acceptance of Jesus Christ as Savior and the Lord of life, and then God will forgive us.
圣灵就住在我们的里面，把它充满了我们。
And God, Holy Spirit will live in us and fill us.
在我们的生活中追求圣洁是我们基督徒信主之后应该尽的本分。
Living a holy life is our obligation after acceptance of Jesus.
这是我们的责任，神为我们已经完成了他所要完成的部分，为我们铺路了，我们就要走圣洁的道路。
God has accomplished his part, and he has paved the path for us. What we need to do is just walk on this path of holiness.
圣洁是一个过程，一个基督徒信主之后不可能马上就成为圣人。
Sanctifying is a process, and a Christian cannot become sanctified right after the acceptance of Jesus.
就是我们一天有一天走完了人生的路程，我们也不可能成为一个完全的人。
Even at the end of our life, we may not be sanctified.
过圣洁的生活是我们一生的当中要追求的功课。
Living a holy life is a lifelong pursuit in our life.
是我们每一天都要操练的功课。
And we should practice every day.
是我们学无止境的功课。
And this practice is endless.
什么是圣洁呢？
What is holiness?
在彼得前书第一章第十六节，神的话说，好，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, Scripture says, be holy because I am holy.
神把他自己的属性讲了出来。
God reveals his nature by this scripture.
神说我是圣洁的。
God said, I am holy.
圣这个字在希伯来文的意思是分开的意思。
Sanctify in Hebrew means to separate from.
当我们说神是圣洁的时候，是指的是神和他所创造的万物是分别出来的。
It means God is distinguished from what he created.
这是指到神的独特性。
This is God's uniqueness.
他是和宇宙万物不同的。
He's different from all creatures.
这个独特性也是指他是超乎他所创造的宇宙万物。
This uniqueness also means he transcends all creatures in the universe.
出埃及记第十五章第十一节，完全把神的圣洁的属性讲了出来。
Exodus chapter 15 verse 11 reveals God's uniqueness completely.
直接说，耶和华众神之中，谁能像你？谁能像你？至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行其事。
Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?
换一句话说，当我们说神是圣洁的时候，意思是神与罪和其他的污秽的事情是分开的。
In other words, God is holy means God is contrary to all things and impurity.
在这里我们可以联想到神自己是绝对的道德标准，善和恶完全的分开。
God is the absolute moral standard, and good is contrary to evil.
所以在以赛亚书第十五章第十五节有四个中文字是把神的属性表达了出来，这四个字就是名为圣者。
In Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15, there are four Chinese characters used here to reveal God's nature, whose name is holy.
神是圣洁的, 他对我们的要求是我们要过圣洁的生活, 成为圣洁的子民。
Living a holy life is God's command, and He wants us to be His holy people.
圣洁是神的命令。
Holiness is God's command.
在这个充满罪恶的世界里面, 要过圣洁的生活, 实在是不容易。
In such a wicked world, it is difficult to live a holy life.
是不是过圣洁的生活就非要与世隔绝不可呢?
But to live a holy life, do we have to be isolated?
是不是我们要到深山里面去，在修道院里面才能够过圣洁的生活呢?
Do we have to live in mountains or monasteries to live a holy life?
是不是好像说宾州的那些Amish人过简朴的生活一样呢?
Just like the Amish Mennonites, they live a very simple life.
他们不和世俗过，他们只穿古代的衣服， 他们家中不要有电器， 不看电视， 不看电影， 不坐汽车， 出门的时候骑马和坐马车， 也不接受政府的社会福利等等。
They are disconnected with the world. They are dressed on traditional clothing. They don't have electronics, no TVs and no movie, no car, and they just ride the horse and take the carriage for transportation, and they even decline the benefit from the government.
人是否要和世隔绝才算是过圣洁的生活呢?
Do we have to be isolated to live a holy life?
一般人对于论如何成为圣洁是有错误的观念。
Usually people have a wrong view about holiness.
这错误的观念就是认为圣洁就是遵守一连串的禁令才算是过圣洁的生活。
In this view, people think to live a holy life should obey all these prohibitions.
也就是说，我不可以做这个事情，不可以做那个事情，就是过圣洁的生活。
Don't do this and don't do that, and in such a way you can live a holy life.
也有人认为过圣洁的生活就是不做触犯法律的事情，或者是不做对不起良心的事情。
Or others think if we don't violate the laws and our consciousness, then we are living a holy life.
这些都不是完全的错误。
They are not completely wrong.
但是却没有办法抓住圣经真正圣洁的含义。
But they didn't capture the true meaning of holiness.
这些都不是圣经的圣洁观念。
They are not scripture-oriented view of holiness.
圣经的观念就在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第三节讲到，你们成为圣洁，隐蔽隐形。The
scripture view of holiness is mentioned in the First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 to 7. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
还有第四节讲到, 不放纵私欲的邪情。 Verse 4, 放纵私欲, 不放纵私欲的邪情。
Actually, it's in verse 5. Not in passionate lust. Not in passionate lust like the pagans.
还有在, 还有在彼得前书第一章第十三到十五节，我们没有办法把它完全的读出来，因为时间的关系。可是这里讲到的是不放纵私欲。
Again, in 1 Peter chapter 1, it also mentions, do not conform to the sinful desire.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦的教导跟彼得前书的教导，我们可以总结的是，这个世界的私欲和生活方式。
From here, we can summarize holiness is contrary to all these sinful desires and sinful living way.
是指的是不放纵私欲。
Do not conform to sinful desire.
所以在以弗所书第四章第二十二节里面讲得很清楚，就要脱去你们以前行为上的旧人。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, it says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self.
这旧人就是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏了。
Which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
第二十四节就讲到，并且穿上新人，这是新人是照着神的形象造着，有真意、真理的仁义和圣洁。
Verse 24, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
为什么我们要过圣洁的生活？是因为基督徒过圣洁的生活是神的命令。
Why should we live a holy life? Because this is God's command. It's also the essential part in our life. It is the basic life God's people should obey. And it is a daily practice for Christians.
但是在这个罪恶的世界里面，好多时候我们却没有办法战胜罪恶。
But in such a wicked world, sometimes we cannot overcome the things.
因为这个世界的引诱太大了。
Because the temptation is big.
就好像当初伊甸园魔鬼撒旦引诱夏娃去怀疑神的话语。
As in Eden, Eve was deceived by Satan and began to doubt God's words.
夏娃受到迷惑，犯罪，远离神。
Eve was tempted and fell in sin and separate from God.
今天照样的魔鬼撒旦还是用同样的一个方法来引诱我们。
In the same manner, Satan is deceiving us today.
魔鬼撒旦要我们离开神犯罪。
Satan wants us to turn away from God and commit sins.
魔鬼撒旦要我们的生活是以我自我为中心的生活。
Satan wants us to be self-centered.
撒旦不要我们过以神为中心的生活。
Instead of a God-centered life.
我们今天需要的是对罪有正确的认识。
Today what we need is we need a right view of holiness.
我们要知道罪是与神敌对，知道罪会令神伤心。
We know that sins is contrary to holiness, contrary to God, and sins will make God really sad.
撒旦迷惑我们，要我们以我自己为中心，做什么事情都要来满足自己的欲望。
Satan is deceiving us and wants us to be self-centered and satisfy our own desire by all means.
当初神创造宇宙万物的时候，乃是为了人类预备的许多有用的东西。
When God created humans, He created many things for human.
这些东西我把它叫做物。
What God created, I call them things.
人类可以生存，就是靠着这些物来生存。
Humans can survive because of those things.
根据创世纪的记载，神创造这些东西的时候，称这些东西为物。
According to Genesis, when God created those creatures, God actually called them things.
所以在中文的圣经里面啊，第一章第二十节讲到有生命之物。
In Chinese version, in chapter
生命之物
in chapter Genesis chapter 1, it mentions a living thing.
所以英文圣经跟中文圣经有些啊的不同啊，好像第二十四节讲到活物。Living creature.
Verse 24, in English, actually, it is living creature.
第二十八节讲到行动的活物。
Living creature that moves on the ground.
第二十九节讲到食物。
Verse 29, it mentions food.
第二章第二节讲到神造物的工作已经完毕了。
Chapter 2, verse 20, God had finished his work.
这些物都是为人类的需要而被造的。
Those creatures were created for humans' demand.
一直被看为是属于身外的事情。
They are just worldly possessions.
而且必须完全的受人的支配。
They are completely up to humans' allocation.
在人的内心里面深处有一个宝座。
In our heart, there is a throne.
是除了神以外没有别的东西配得占据这个宝座。
No one else besides God deserves this throne.
在人的里面是神自己，在人的外面是神所倾覆赐下的无数的美物。
Inside is God himself, and outside it is those worldly possessions.
很可惜人类允许外面的物进到他的内心里面去。
But we allow those possessions enter into our heart.
人类把神从内心的宝座里面驱逐出去。
And we drive away God from this throne.
就在这个时候，我们的灾祸就开始了。
That's when our suffering begins.
我们的内心根本没有平安。
And no peace in our heart.
我们心灵的宝座已经被其他的物取代了。
And the throne was occupied by those things.
神已经不在他的里面来掌权了。
And God is not ruling over the throne.
而且这些顽强的东西在人的里面使到人昏暗。
Those things inside us make us in darkness.
这些物取代了那心中宝座的首位的地位。
They take the first place in our heart.
我们的问题就是，我们常常会讲的是我的，属于我的。
Our problem is, this is mine, this belongs to me.
现在我们已到了一个不可能不能摆脱那物的一个地步了。
Eventually, we cannot live without those things.
这些物在我们不知不觉中辖制了我们，控制了我们的整个生活。
And those things become the invisible lord of our life.
这些物占据了我们的整个生命。
They occupy the whole life of us.
如今神所赐的这个物夺取了神的地位。
What God created took his place.
我举出几个例子来。
Let me give you some examples.
有一年我到了温哥华，我去探望一个弟兄姐妹。
One year I went to Vancouver to visit some brothers and sisters.
有一位母亲对我说，她家里接待了一位年轻人。
One mother mentioned to me, one young man visited was living in her home.
这个年轻人是从亚洲来到温哥华读神学。
And this young man, came for college from Asia.
这年轻人进去他的家后，从来不住房间一步。
And he never stepped out his room.
吃饭的时间到了也不出来吃饭。
Even during meal time, he played the computer games through the whole night.
早上爬不起来,
and in the morning, he couldn't get up.
也不能够去上课,
and he had to skip all classes.
白天的时候就在房间里面睡大觉,
and he was sleeping in the morning.
他完全的浸沉浸在电脑游戏里面, 完全不能够自拔。
And he was completely addicted to those computer games and couldn't extricate himself.
第二个例子,
the second example.
一位姐妹对我们说, 她的丈夫每天都要抽好几包的烟, 不抽也就不舒服。
And one sister complained that her husband smoked a lot and cannot live without smoking.
烟控制了她的整个生命。
Smoking controlled him.
第三个例子，一位姐妹说：“牧师，请你为我的儿子祷告。”
The third example, one sister said, "Pastor, please pray for my son."
我的儿子什么都好。
My son is very good in he is good in every aspect of life.
只是有一样东西不好，就是他爱喝酒。
Except he is alcoholic.
他一喝酒就不能够节制。
Once he drinks, he cannot control.
他不能够自拔, 常常醉酒,
and ends up with hangover.
另外一个例子, 我听过一个弟兄的见证,
and I heard the testimony of one brother.
他说他信主之前是一个赌徒,
he used to be a gambler before acceptance of Jesus.
每天餐馆, 工作一下班后就要往赌馆里面去跑。
He went for gambling every day after work, after his work in restaurant.
他不去赌馆就受不了。
He cannot live without gambling.
另外一个例子是在当我在东岸服侍的时候。
Another example is when I served in East Coast.
我常常要处理一对老夫妇他们之间的争吵的事情。
Very often I had to deal with the fight between one old couple.
这位老夫妇他们退休之后女儿就把他们接到美国来定居。
They live with their children in the US after retired.
丈夫来到美国后待在家里实在是无聊。
And the husband got bored.
他就常常到外面去租借一些电视的连续剧来看。
He rented those TV plays and to watch.
他一看就着迷了。
And he was addicted.
他早上看到晚上。
And he watched from day to night.
吃饭的时间到了他也不吃饭。
He didn't take meals.
太太叫他去帮忙家务也不做。
And the wife always failed to ask for his help with housework.
有时候三更半夜也爬起来看电视剧。
Sometimes even in midnight, he's still watching those TV plays.
太太围坐她的丈夫，实在气得不得了。
And the wife got mad.
她说：“谁呀？ 有好多时候高， 太过高要住院。”
She sometimes has to stay in the hospital because of the high blood pressure.
常常我去探她的时候，她就躺在床上爬不起来，因为头晕。
Sometimes when I visit her, she couldn't get up because of this dizziness.
各位弟兄姐妹，在我们的生活当中，我们要很小心。
Brothers and sisters, we should be very cautious.
我们不要被魔鬼撒旦迷惑了我们。
Don't be tempted by Satan.
他知道我们的弱点在哪里。
He surely knows our weakness.
他利用我们的弱点来挑逗起我们的欲望。
He used our weakness to stir up our sinful desire.
他让我们沉迷在我们所喜好的那个物当中。
He makes us to be addicted to what we like.
他使得我们不能够自拔，成为那物的奴隶。
He makes us unable to extricate ourselves.
我们整个人生就被这个物所控制住了。
And then eventually we are controlled by those things.
被我们所喜爱的那个物占据了我们的整个生命。
Our whole life is occupied by those things.
这些物以无形中成为我们生命的主人。
And those things become the invisible Lord of our life.
弟兄姐妹，当无电视、连续剧、当酒、电视、电子游戏、工作或等等这些东西啊，任何东西不合神意念之物等等，占据了我们全部的时间的时候，我们就要很小心。
When those TV plays, alcohol, and computer games spend all of our time, we should be very cautious.
当这些东西占据了我们整个生命，我们哪里有时间读圣经祷告呢？
If they occupy your whole life, how can you spread out some time to serve God?
我们怎样能够亲近神呢？
How can you approach God?
我们怎样能够服侍神呢？
How can we serve God?
我们忘记了圣灵所借的其中一个果子，这个是很重要的果子。
We forget the one important fruit of Holy Spirit.
这个果子就是节制，我故意大大节奏大大，是让你来小心，你要建在你的生命当中节制。
This fruit is self-control. I use a really big letter to get your attention.
各位，我不知道今天占据在你心灵的宝座的那个物是什么。
I don't know what is taking the first place in your heart.
你所喜欢的那个物是否已经控制了你？
Have you been controlled by the thing you really like?
那物已经成为你的偶像。
And the thing has become the idol.
你要被释放。
You should be released.
你要被那，你要从这个物被物当中被释放出来。
You should be released from the bondage of those things.
你要脱离这个物的捆绑。
You should get rid of the bondage.
回到神的面前，在神的面前悔改认罪，你肯不肯？
Come before God and confess your sins, and are you willing to do so?
加拉太书第五章第五章教导我们。
Galatians chapter 5 teach us.
第十三节讲，你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。第十三节
But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature.
到了第十六节，他说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体情欲，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
Verse 16, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature.
彼得前书第一章第二节说，就是照父神所的，照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洗的人。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 2, who...have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood.
我们要让圣灵来接近我们。
We should let the Holy Spirit clean us.
一个从圣同生得救的基督徒是一位有圣灵内住的基督徒。
A Christian who is truly saved and born again should have the Holy Spirit inside.
圣灵在我们里面教导和劝告我们，引领我们，关照我们。
Holy Spirit teaches us, advises us, shine upon us, inside us.
我们的责任就是顺从圣灵的带领。
What we need to do is follow the Holy Spirit.
我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
We should live a holy life.
而不是硬邦邦的来遵守那些教条。
But not just simply obey those prohibitions.
不是说我们生活是不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
It's not like in our life we just simply don't do this and don't do that.
乃是圣灵就在我们的里面帮助我们过成圣的生活。
The Holy Spirit is living in us and help us to live such a holy life.
所以我们的生活就是要跟神亲近，享受圣洁的神跟我们同在。
We should be close to God and enjoy this holy Emmanuel.
圣洁的神在我们的里面来改变我们的生命，圣洁的神在我们的里面来塑造我们的生命。
The Holy Spirit inside us is changing our life and transforming us and shaping us.
使我们过一个一个不同的人，是一个新造的人。
So that we become a new creation.
就像哥林多前书所说的，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Just as 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old has gone, the new has come.
当我们和神越亲近的时候，我们越能过得胜的生活。
When we are closer to God, we are more able to live a holy life.
罗马书第八章第三十七节说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 37, now in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
所以我们在我们的在座的当中有好多年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
The youth among us.
我提醒我们的年轻的弟兄姐妹们，你们要过圣洁的生活。
I remind you to live a holy life.
过圣洁的生活是一生一世的事情。
This is a lifelong practice.
我们才能够蒙主所使用。
You will be used by God.
你们也许会看到你的同学和朋友们搞男女关系。
You may say your friends or classmates commit sexual immorality.
你也许会知道说你的同学是看不应该看的事情。
They may watch what they are not supposed to watch.
但是你是基督徒，你要顺服圣灵的带领。
But you are Christian, you should obey the guidance of Holy Spirit.
所以我要用提摩太后书第二章二十一到二十二节来提醒你们。
So I will use the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21 to 22 to remind you.
所以我要请潘姐妹用英文把这一段经文念出来。
If a man cleans himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purpose, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Flee the evil desires of youth, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
另外一段经文是提摩太前书四章十二节，我们要用英文念出来。
Another scripture is in 1 Timothy Chapter 4, verse 12. Do not let everyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
现在让我们安静地来到神的面前。
Now, let's come before God in silence.
让我们在面前，我们静静回想自己我的光景如何。
Let's think about your own situation.
如果你还有一些还没有被洁净的罪的话，你要在神的面前悔改认罪。
If you still have things not cleaned by God, you should confess your sins before God.
我们要过圣洁的生活，从今天开始，让我们来过圣洁的生活。
We should live a holy life, and from today, let's live a holy life.
我们安静有一分钟的时间，我们默默在神的面前悔改认罪。
Let's keep silence for a couple of minutes.
我们要求神来赦免我们。
And may God forgive us.
求圣灵来充满我们。
May Holy Spirit fill us.
天父，我们谢谢你提醒我们要过圣洁的生活。
Father, we thank you reminding us to live a holy life.
因为你是圣洁的。
Because you are holy.
这是你对我们的要求。
This is your requirement on us.
多少时候我们的内心的宝座里面已经被那你所创造的物所充满。
Many times we, our heart was taken by those you created.
主啊，赦免我们，我们无形中已经被物所控制了我们的整个生命。
Forgive us, those things already become the invisible Lord of us.
主啊，帮助我们，让你的宝血洗清我们一切的罪恶。
Help us and let your precious blood clean us.
好，让我们能够在这个败坏的世界里面，我们过得胜的生活。
So that we can really conquer the wicked world.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 对，神是圣洁的。我们不需要祷告啊，不需要翻译。神是圣洁的。在启示录第四章第八节讲到圣洁的神，里面讲四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了他眼睛，他们昼夜不住地说：圣哉圣哉圣哉，主神是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。 God is holy. So in Revelation 4Verse 8, say, each of the four living creatures has six wings and has covered with eyes all around. Even under his wing, day and night, they never stop saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The author of this, author of a hymn, Holy, holy, holy is Herbert. He was written around 1820s, and he was a bishop in India. It's a wonderful hymn. 这个作者 Herbert 是一个是圣公会的会度在印度，大概在20年左右写了这首诗歌，圣哉圣哉圣哉，完全把神的属性、圣洁的属性、慈悲的属性、全能的属性、永恒的属性表达了出来。今天我们一起来唱，站起来唱这首诗歌，圣哉圣哉圣哉。